But we're gonna carry on. We will have another break. We're just gonna talk about Step Up 3D. Don't forget the D.
It's essential.
This one. Oh, okay. There's already animosity, and I feel you. I feel you with this one, because this one, I think all the rules went out the f-ing window with they this were. One.
My first note, Ross,
what
is that? This film is aggressively stupid. that there is no attempt at plot in this movie at any point.
What are you talking about? It's more orphans.
Oh. Actually, my next note was
this
socialism.
This is closer to Oliver Twist than
socialism versus capitalism in a step-up movie, Russ. Let's go socialism.
Oh my God, tell us what this movie's about, Jody.
I don't know. What do you
even... What did Google say?
Google tells us that a tight-knit group of New York street dancers find themselves pitted against the world's best hip-hop dancers in a high-stakes showdown.
Wow. How high are stakes?
So high.
The stakes are like 60K.
100,000.
Wow. Those are some high stakes.
Just
right
enough
there.
To cover your debt.
Just enough.
For your apparent
But is it
factory.
100,000 before tax or?
No. It's clean. It covers the debt, Ross.
Okay. But like, how does this financially, like, do they give you, is it a transfer?
It's a really big check. It's a really big check. You take the big check to your debtor. You're like, yeah.
To your debtor.
Yeah. You show him.
Who's in this film, Jody?
Yes. So, Moose.
Moose, yeah.
Moose
the
is
only
back.
One we care about.
Yeah. Moose is back. We also have the return of Camille, who was Tyler's sister in part one. Apparently.
You say these names like I know these people.
Alison Stoner, the little girl from that little girl. Was
What's
in part
that?
One.
Well,
the Missy Elliott.
Is that right?
No, 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 no. The different down for the reverse step. Yeah. That one. So we've got Camille who's back. Also, retcon, massive retcon. Camille and Moose were childhood friends.
Yeah, they were.
The best of friends.
Yeah.
Apparently. We just didn't know that.
Well, they knew each other from the streets, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of Maryland.
I mean, you know people in the streets, right?
So we've got Camille who's back. Moose is back.
Yeah.
Moose is now more of a lead, which is apparently what we wanted.
No.
Everyone wanted more
this
Moose.
This is not what I wanted.
Okay.
Hold up. There.
We have more. Mm. We've also got the introduction of Luke, played by Rick Malombe, who is the leader of the House of Pirates. Also, does not manage money. They owe a lot of money. They're all going to be kicked out and be homeless. And we've got Natalie, who's played by Shawnee Vinson, who is... the love interest, and do we give the spoiler away now, Ross? She's the sister of his enemy, Julian. Did any of you see it coming? Because I didn't.
Gasp! I'm
gasping.
My goodness, I did see that coming from a f-ing mile away.
I didn't because I was so not invested.
I saw it coming, and I didn't care. But this villain in this story, they were like, how can we make it more irritating
than ever before?
Ever before. And they chose this guy as the villain. Yo, he was flipping irritating. So, like, how can you want to take people's homes, man? Like, what? Like, what's your story, you know?
Apparently, they
like, who hurt you?
This guy. What's that his
you
name?
Wanna,
Luke.
Yeah,
Luke
that you want to make people
him.
Homeless.
Yeah, but Luke hurt him because Luke kicked him out because he was jealous of him.
Question.
Yeah.
Do they all do odd jobbies?
I don't know how they are paid. One of my notes was, how are they eating, Ross?
I did not see a kitchen, Jody.
No, they all have liquor bunk beds.
There's a wall of boom boxes. There's a whole wall.
There's a wall of tackies.
There's another. This isn't a classroom, bruh.
That's how he has to ask.
That's true. It is true.
Sorry, man. I thought that guy was the villain.
Hey?
No.
He's a an asshole.
Yeah, he is an asshole.
He get the job? Why don't you sell his sneaker wall? Why don't you sell all the f***ing speakers?
We're gonna get there, bruh. Yeah. Because they f***ing sell the stuff that's in there.
There's a bruh from Africa there. He was kicked out of his country.
Okay, but in Luke's defense, Hadley, in Luke's
he's
defense,
right.
That bruh's his accountant. And that bruh wasn't accounting
he's
because
not accounting.
They don't have any money.
No one's holding him accountable.
No one. He's dancing.
He just keeps coming back and he's like, we have no money.
Yeah, and then they start dancing.
And then he's like, yeah, but I gotta make a movie. And those sneakers alone, they must be worth like thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
Because, and a wall. And just the thing, you don't choose the sneakers. The sneakers choose you. What did they f***ing say?
Yes.
It's like the people that had the idea for Step Up took drugs.
Yeah. They're like,
and they're like, we need a Step Up 3.
It's like the, it's like the Christopher Walken.
Just add D.
That's the Christopher Walken skit, the more cowbell.
Yeah.
We need more dancing.
We need more D.
All the time.
And the D is for dancing.
Yeah. And dimensions.
I hate those shots where they're supposed to show you that it's 3D and it's like, oh my God, f*** off.
It was also clearly very early.
I'm watching it on like a 15-year-old f***ing Samsung.
Actually, we watched this in the f***ing cinema, if you remember.
I do remember.
And that's
it was against my will.
Mustache.
Love, we don't body shame, yeah. We do that at home, in the privacy of our couch. But she did have fuzz. I think it was the quality of the cameras.
Yeah.
Wasn't...
I'm so lost right now.
She had like...
Whose mustache?
The main girl, man, with the forecourt.
Natalie.
I'm digging my own hole here. You know what?
What's her name?
No.
Natalie.
You sent me down this path. I don't appreciate it. Anyway, the 3D scenes... Yeah. Horrible. And yeah. It doesn't work when you're watching it on your TV at home.
No.
And they want to stop and say, look how close I can get on your thing.
And and you can literally see how contrived it is that they create scenes that are specifically made just for 3D. And it's like, it doesn't work.
Doesn't work. But they try. You know, kudos to them for trying.
And it's the same director. So all of us that love part two, the same guy came back and gave us this. I know you, Ashley, you were talking about part three being your favorite. Oh.
Yeah, okay. I tend to agree with her. As shit as this movie is, I feel like this is the best quality dancing that we've seen.
From who? From Natalie? From Luke?
Not from Natalie. Not from Natalie. Not from Luke. I'm talking about the actual dances. I feel like they had more dances.
Okay.
Well, Cobra Kai. Yeah, that guy that does one thing and lives.
His
that
name
way.
Is Vlad. Okay.
His name is what?
Vlad.
Vlad does one thing and lives that way the entire time.
Yeah, robotically.
How does he contribute to the household?
No one is contributing to the household. There's no money or food, Ross. People established this a while ago. Okay,
you can't eat sneakers.
Wait. Story-wise.
Yeah.
Let's respect the story.
No, I refuse to respect the story.
Let's
it's a bunch of bullshit.
To respect the story. We've got House of Pirates, which is Luke's people who all live together, socialism in a warehouse.
It's not socialism.
Then we've got House of Pirates, House of Samurai.
Yeah. Are they called House of? Yeah. I don't think it's
literally.
Not. It's House of?
Yeah, it's House of Samurai. That's the other dance.
Isn't
group.
Pirates in Plumstead?
Yeah. Yeah.
You never know what you're going to
get.
So
we've got House of Samurai, House of Pirates, House of Samurai, our villains led by Julian, House of Pirates.
Julian.
Such strong villain in it.
Yeah, he's like, yo, I'm Julian. How does that sound? And I'm Luke.
And our intro into this whole thing is that Moose gets into college at New York State University and he promises his parents, I'm not going to dance.
Jody, I think you're spending too much energy.
He dances. And he battles a guy from House of Samurai, which sets into motion, Russ.
Wow.
This entire thing.
I don't give a bro. Like, it's so.
Why did I make all these
stupid
notes?
No, I appreciate you. I appreciate what you're trying to do. But in real time, this is hot garbage.
Yeah.
And I can't, in good conscience, continue this. Talking about the story of a film that has no f***ing story.
Best f***ing twist in the whole series, Ross.
That she's the sister.
Yes, I didn't see it coming.
Wow. We had very two different experiences with this.
Best twist of the whole series, because it's the only twist in the whole series, is that she is the sister.
That is true. My thing would have, I would have liked to see some sort of like contribution from the household, like financially. Mm. If they had like a jar with like money in it or something, just something.
Like, we went out dancing today.
Yeah.
Yes.
But they take Moose into that warehouse now. They get into the lift, they open, the doors open, everybody's just like dancing. I'm like, it's the middle of the day. Why aren't you fucking working? But why aren't you at McDonald's at the counter?
They're so happy though.
Yeah, so happy, but they're poor. And then they want to act surprised when they lose their house.
But that to your point. Then we've got this bra again doing the same thing that Tuck did, that the other bra did, where he's like, if you can't come do your dancing with us, fuck your school, fuck whatever other responsibilities you have. If you can't dance with us, you're not part of the family. And Boos must drop his girl, who's in love with him, and drop his classes to come dance with him.
They weren't girl and boy in the. They
but
were friends.
But they're getting there, right?
Yeah, no, but Moose don't know that.
His energy was there.
As good as Moose is, he's dwarf.
A bitchy dog.
Yeah, he's dwarf.
The boys are so.
When he sees her in the club for the first time. Did you see that club? Yeah. She's doing like somersaults in in a nightclub.
Yeah.
For teenagers.
Yeah.
No one has a drink in their hand.
A matinee.
How the fuck are you dancing for so long? I can't dance for 3 hours without like shots.
And this guy takes the voyeuristic approach of Jesus. If I stalk you for long enough and make enough videos.
Nah, it's like I've never been.
My other note there was.
Wait, Hadley did put up his hand. A quick one.
Is it? Yeah. Do they charge for the makeup? No.
There's no cover charge.
No. How would they pay?
No, he.
How would they pay?
Wait, he did say that. He said the club. Well, he said the club was not making as much as it used to.
Yeah. Because he's not charging any.
A chock-a-block! You know why? Because no one's buying drinks. You make your money on alcohol.
On the bar.
Fucking idiot. Yeah. Anyway, let's fucking go to a question. Wow, that was quick. What does BFAB stand for?
Born from a boombox.
Woo! Stupid as shit. How stupid is that? I'm born from a boombox. I'm like, you don't talk about my mother like that.
His mama's coochie was loud.
Well, she still is, but like, yo, cock stupid. That's his whole thing of the documentary. Like, we people are born from a boombox. Yeah. Anyway, which number? One,
six and seven.
Two, three, four, five, eight, nine.
Yo, there's so many booby prizes left.
Lega. What do you get?
A t-shirt.
Nice.
Woohoo!
Nice.
I know. I worked really hard to get
When you go home you to your wife, you wear nothing but that t-shirt.
That's all she'll see is ass
on
your
back. Need to... You need to Winnie the Pooh that shit, my man, okay? T-shirt only, all right? Back to the cast. Trash. No one can fucking act in this movie. Only...
I didn't even mention
Twitch. R.I.P.,
R.I.P. Twitch.
Okay. A lot of Alan fans over here.
Hello, we come from Twitch, so you think you can dance?
Yeah, that's how I say it, don't you think? But apparently it was a murder.
Murder.
Isn't it? Am I wrong?
Y'all don't know.
You're not in the streets, bruh. There's new information that he's starting to investigate it as a murder.
Oh.
Yeah.
We're already over time. Let's just go.
We're in the weeds now. Everyone is trash except the Mooseskin and Moose.
Camille.
And... but Twitch doesn't have anything to do, really.
Well... What I left out earlier, because you... Like, I honor the story, man. Moose gets the MSA people back, except for the two that died from pneumonia from Dancing in the Rain, the lead characters. Everyone else, though, comes back. So the MSA joins up with the House of Pirates to make the Moose of Pirates. And they
the
battle...
The Moose of Pirates!
Yeah. And they battle the House of Samurai in the end.
Those you know what this movie should have been? Is Moose's movie.
Yeah.
And there should have been a movie about Moose going to college being... let me talk.
Is this your podcast? Yeah.
There should have been about Moose going to college, falling in love, having to choose between a real world job and the love of dance, you know, finding, getting caught up in a crew again and shit like that. I feel like that would have been better than this BFAB bullshit.
Unfortunately, Adam Savani is not a good actor.
He's decent.
So Moose, all Moose does for the whole movie is...
Yeah.
And that doesn't carry a movie, Ross.
You can carry...
It doesn't carry a movie.
It does carry a movie. Did you watch Forrest Gump?
Okay, none of them carry the movie either, but... Did I watch what?
Forrest Gump. Laugh at lack about. He can do it. He can do it. You don't need. None of the others are good enough to justify that shit. And even the hot white generic man, I thought it was the bra from Supernatural first when I
He also looks a bitchy like Adam, like Andrew Garfield there in this picture over here. He just looks like nothing.
Oh, you know Spider-Man.
Yeah. The amazing Spider-Man.
She was really good as a dancer.
Yeah.
That chick, the tall ginger one.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I tried to get names here, but...
No, well, we told Ginger is fine.
Okay.
Because, again, what they do is they have the core crew that you meet by the tacky wall and stuff.
The twins.
Yeah. Yeah, and then when they do the performance, there's a yellow new recruits, my bro. Mm. Where did this Mensa come from? I didn't see that person. I didn't see that. Wait till we watch the final dance, you'll see. Mm. The Mensa come out of the woodwork. Maybe they were in the basement. I don't know.
They were locked up the whole time.
Yeah.
You all dodged one.
It's like, yeah, you part of the crew now. You love. They're in the steam engine doing whatever. But anyway, do you want to go through the last bitchy of the story, Jody, and tell us how they get to the oh, this isn't the street. This is the World Jam.
Yeah. So they need to qualify for World Jam. House of Pirates, they're desperate for money. They've had to go through at least two rounds where they've battled other people, and then they get to the final round. And it just so happens that the arch enemy, House of Samurai, are the guys that they are battling now.
House of Samurai.
I don't know why they're there. So much dancing.
Bullshit. It doesn't matter, but the dancing. Yeah, another water scene. Talking about going back to the well.
Look at you.
I think let's do one more question quickly. What kind of Nikes does Moose want on that stupid shoe wall?
A one of one silver something. Jordan 1, what you call
it? Whoa, swing and a miss.
That was wild. I didn't know what to think about that.
I think he gets a booby prize for
that. Yeah, just
you get
prize.
A booby prize for that.
Dealer's board, Abby, you choose.
You swung and you missed. I'll tell you the answer
it's
after your booby prize.
That I have, and you get a Step Up DVD.
Yeah! Woo-hoo! Straight from 2006.
I can't guarantee that that's new.
He got it at the Converters of Cash. Where did you get it?
What used to be Bid or Buy, but is now called Bob's Place.
But the answer you were looking for was limited edition gunmetal dunks.
You had some of those words.
Everyone knows what it's called.
Nobody
so.
Knows.
This was cute. I did enjoy this. This was a little singing in the rain moment. Mm. You can't tell me you didn't enjoy that.
I did.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
At this, I enjoyed water dance.
Wait,
dance.
Hold that thought.
What now?
Hold that thought. Please speak up. There's a mic there. What did you say now?
Huh?
Say it.
I'm pretty sure you were sleeping through this scene, eh?
No, that was part two, and I went back. Okay, for clarity, the first time I watched part two, I fell asleep at the end. And then I went back. Part three, I stayed awake. You were sleeping, Jen. You didn't stay to the end of this one. You tapped out halfway through.
We have children.
That's also true.
There are people here with children. Who's got children? Hands up. Abby, why were you going to put your hand up?
I love the people putting their hands down.
He has children. You have children. And you watch all three. Not you, bruh. You don't watch anything. Okay, anyway, now we know that Jody's a liar. This was a really cute scene. I do have another question because I feel like we need to get to the final dance,
yes.
I think. This is the other question. Oh, that was a quick one. Which country are these two motherfuckers from?
Argentina.
Woohoo!
That's what makes it hip hop.
That's what makes it hip hop. How many numbers does he have left, love?
2, 3, 4, 5, 9.
I'll take 5.
Nice.
Nice.
A t-shirt.
Ah, you got
woohoo!
We don't have extra length. My bad, homie.
It's more about girth than length.
Just wait
in my
it like
experience.
A wait it. Just tell people
the
it's cropped.
Extra length, you can just chop that off.
Okay, so this is the one I know story wise it's dog.
Yes.
You know that.
Yes.
But do you agree with me as a dancing film with dancing for dancers? Mm. This is the best dancing.
No.
What?
Part two. Part two is
okay. F- it. We're going in. We're going in.
Going live.
Okay, this is a precursor.
No f***ing navel.
No, but this is when she enters. Yeah. I just want to make fun of her.
There's
for
no
it.
There's no navel. How did she?
She's got a navel ring.
She just put the ring there for flow. There's no actual navel.
Look how cuck she is, eh? I'm not. She's really bad. She's classic Italian. You can tell. She can't do hip hop. And then she's wearing this horrible f***ing pedal, this crop track pad. What the f*** is that?
Clam diggers.
Is it loose or is it tight? Pick one.
The yoga pants.
And then she's supposed to do a big move, no?
Yeah, the capoeira move.
Is that a capoeira move?
They were training capoeira.
No, but
and then
the jumping with the knee. Oh. Yeah.
But that's what she's been doing in the club the whole time.
What the f*** is that?
Oh, there's
she
a navel.
She shattered her kneecaps there. And that was like these people are spinning on their head, on their elbow, all
and
the
they
shit.
Just like yours. She touched her ankles.
Now let's watch this, because this is where shit changes.
Okay.
No, watch it. Lights.
There's Gingy in front also.
It's that engineering degree that came in here.
Yeah, because Twitch and Moose have been working on the lights in the whole movie. Why didn't Brad make quite lights like that for us?
Everyone is quiet. Everyone except that girl with the pants. Nari Sir, look at him. Yes, Moose, bruh. He's got lights and he's like LA gear. Look at this. Yo, bruh.
Okay, that's dope.
Yo. Oh, you mad. Lasers.
Feels a bitchy Hillsong, right?
I've never been to a Hillsong church. Do they have lasers? No. Children, okay, I didn't like those parts.
And the age labor.
I could have gone without this one. But they were also in the Missy Elliott video, I believe. Yeah. He's at one lighty though, that's quite. He throws his sunglasses now. South Africa! Woo! Nice. Democracy. Yo! In 3D!
What out of this was in 3D, actually? Like, this final dance.
Look at that, bruh.
Okay. That hasn't changed my mind.
From a dick, no. I think this is where people are having the issue, because they have a certain memory and there was a certain time in your life and you look at it and you like step up to the streets. That was my jam. But from a technical standpoint, come on, guys.
Russ, not even this isn't even my favorite dance in this movie. I prefer the water dance in this film.
Even
to
so.
This one.
Even so.
So I think that this isn't the best dance in this film.
Yeah.
I think the water dance is better.
Yeah.
And because I think that utilized 3D better with some of the effects in that.
Mm, with
and
the water.
For me, part two's final dance is still better than this one.
But it's emotional connection, guys.
It's brain, yeah.
Emotional connection versus technical brilliance.
Mm.
Okay. And that's what that was. They had lights.
Yeah, but that's, you see.
And lasers?
They just, that is.
They had f***ing car lights. So step up. Quiet night, show of hands. Yo, both. You were quiet. Yeah, that's the wrong sign. I don't know what does this mean? Your kids on, yeah. Anyway, I think this is a knife. After that whole spiel of this technical dancing. Like, Russ, oh my God.
I have never sat and watched the Step Up movies from 1 to 3 at any stage in my life. And if it wasn't for this event, I wouldn't have done that. But watching 1 and 2 was actually a moose, a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Like, I really enjoyed watching 1 and 2 again. It's true. I was upset with you, my friend. What? I was you, with the voters. I lost by so much.
Democracy, bruh. Democracy.
I'm like the ANC.
I feel like this.
I went down by 40%.
But this, it's that thing of like you have this as a special place in your heart. And yeah. Sometimes you just shouldn't go back, you know? So don't go back to 3.
Ever.
Because I think like 3 was also where the decline started.
I would assume. I'm not watching 4 and 5.
Not the f*** are you, man.
Not going back.
Yeah, this fuck. Bruh, I'm going to advise you. But anyway, I think we can take. Should we take a 5 minute?
Yeah, can we do like a really quick break?
People need to pee. Okay, it's just while you're gonna go pee, we're just gonna have a quick in memoriam for some people and some things
that we've lost
that are now dead. Have some respect. A minor. That's how you spell it. Thank you. Quick break. And we will be as quick as we can as well. Okay, Stacy, please, man, enough.
Wow.
That's 3, yeah. I'm just happy you're here.
Strike 3.
What were the first 2?
It was an old joke, and then she got caught with that thing. But we have it recorded, so it's fine.
Have you guys seen our picture?
Yes.
Is that Jody pregnant?
Yes.
Nice.
This
6 months in.
This little guy actually grew up to be Bicycle Brasser Podcast.
Yeah.
From a boombox.
I gestated for a while.
I do not like that word for some reason.
Like moist.
Hey,
like
anyway. Geriatric. Yeah, you also don't like teta. You don't like that word.
And tuana.
It's very aggressive. Anyway, this dance craze, this thing, it was a whole phenomenon, Stacey. It was a whole phenomenon for years, maybe like a decade even. And I just did some research and sort of tracked where this all started, like how it actually like began. And you would be surprised. This will go in your memory though, I think. No, we don't have time. Sorry, but we really don't. I know, but anyway, I love you. This film right here was actually the first true. I'm looking at you too. Save the Last Dance, as Americans would say. So this was also the film Wrong Side of Tracks versus Right Side of Tracks to learn the hip-hop in the streets vibes. You remember this one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Have you seen the TikTok videos?
Brother man, have I got you, my friend. Because whatever memory you have of this finale, just think about the finales that we just watched. and think of your memory that you have of this finale.
Of Julia Stiles just owning it.
And you were like, yo, Julia Stiles, I love her. She's the best. First of all, dead in the face.
Yeah.
Constantly.
That's what you want.
I don't want to be here. This isn't important.
Mm.
This is the ballet section. Decent.
It's going to get urban soon.
Wait till the hip-hop comes in.
Yeah, dude.
What is that? Oh, my God.
That guy's vibing. Yeah.
And he's like, yeah. Oh, that's nobody.
That white guy
good.
With the glasses is feeling it.
He's white. Also, trash song. Trash song. Oh. Hey. Somebody get out of here. Wow. Still dead in the face.
Yeah.
We almost done with the dance. She's still dead in the face.
They like, yeah, are you seeing this?
This is what we need. More urban.
Mm.
Wow. Get it.
Oh, yeah.
Get it.
Yeah. Hey.
Oh, and then she goes back to this. He's so, like, why is he so thirsty with it? He's like, yeah. God, look at that girl and a pale white skin just doing that.
Yeah. There we go. He's waiting for the climax. Drop.
See, the ballet stuff is decent, but also body double. Mm. No, man. What is that? Hey, that's a half split.
Yeah. That's a little, what's his face? Get on up.
James Brown.
There we go.
I don't think he was inspired.
I felt it though.
Nice.
And see.
Wow. That's why we say never go back.
Because
That was f***ing dog doo doo. Yeah, but the first time, remember the first time we were supposed to do this?
Yeah.
And we watched basically all the dance movies.
Why?
Yeah, who knows?
Because I like it.
You still like that?
I mean, I realized I didn't like it.
Oh.
Yeah.
But like, part of me was like, holy shit.
Nostalgia's a hell of a drug. So all these films, these dance films, was written or co-written by one guy. His name is Dwayne Adler, right?
Oh.
So who even is this
strong
guy?
Strong Dwayne energy.
This is it, what he's responsible
Whoa.
For. Save the Last Dance. Step Up. Save the Last Dance 2. Didn't know Save the Last Dance needed a sequel.
It went straight to video.
Yeah, still. On video. I don't care if it went straight to YouTube.
No.
You don't need to do that. Step Up to the Streets. Make It Happen. What was that about?
I don't know.
Dancing, Jody. Step Up 3 the day, Step Up Revolution, Make Your Move, Step Up All In, and this was his latest one, 2017.
Heartbeats.
That is a, Bollywood inspired.
Wow.
So he was done with the streets. Like all the breakdancing was finished. This one I think is Latin.
Step Up All In?
Yeah, like All In Cuba.
Okay.
Okay. Miami. Oh, we have a fan. That was Miami. This one is in like New Delhi or some shit.
Of course. And it's a natural progression of dance.
What do you think this guy looks like?
Like the leads, like the leads of Step Up 2 and 3.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Mm. But he looks like if you drew Gareth Cliff from memory.
Whoa! What's the little Ellen thrown in
Barbaro.
There? You know? You can see where Julia Stiles got the dead eyes from, though, in that thing. He's like, less life.
He's like, hi, I'm Dwayne. I don't step up. This guy is responsible for all the shit that we I'm talking about? He took the premise of a side of the, you know, wrong side of the tracks, right side of the tracks, bring them together, dance. And he's been writing f***ing dance movies.
But you Larry Bird in there also.
Look, there's a lot. It's an amalgam. Mm. Amalgam.
Much like the dance influences that
exactly.
he pulls from.
You're talking about Step Up All In.
Yeah.
That's where they put it all in.
All of it.
Yes. So this guy, Dwayne Adler, responsible for that. But the catalyst was Save the Last Dance. Mm. And after watching that dance that we just watched, my question to you is... How did Julia Stiles land her role in Save the Last Dance?
She's Dwayne's niece.
We have one.
Wait, before you answer, I just want to hear what Jodie has to say.
She's Dwayne's niece.
No.
That's wrong.
You thought it was nepotism, but yeah. It wasn't. No. Damn it.
Ten things I
did. Abby!
She answered it and I said 10 things. I agreed with her. You can repeat.
Is that what you're saying?
10 things I hate about you.
That is
Whoa.
Correct.
Jenna.
10 things I hate about you. You remember this film?
Yeah.
She danced on the f***ing kitchen table.
Did that inspire? Oh my f***.
But look at that though. Look at that move. Get it. What? Totally different to what we just saw in Save the Last Dance. My bro.
Do you remember the Not Another Teen Movie spoof of this?
No, I don't.
Well, she's Kasapia. And in Not Another Teen Movie, she's been drinking non-alcoholic beer, but thinks she's Kasapia and does the dancing like this.
I am not going to watch that to verify. But this is, they saw her do this. Yeah, R.I.P. R.I.P. Joker.
Oh. Huh? You asked a f***ing question. She must pick a number, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks.
2, 3, 4, 5, 9. Oh,
s***.
Then I picked the wrong one. Okay, well, there's a 5.
That's right. We loosey-goosey with this shit. What do you think?
It's my rules, right?
Yeah, anything goes, love. I married you.
She said 2, so she gets a t-shirt.
You people.
Oh,
I
no,
work so
I
hard
lie.
On the booby prizes.
2 is a booby
prize. Yeah!
She gets a Twilight.
It's a Twilight DVD! Oh, shit! Twilight DVD, that's right.
Woo! We reviewed that, too.
Good luck finding something to play that on.
It's real, I checked.
Signed by no one. Yeah, they saw this scene in 10 Things I Hate About You. She got called. She got cast in Save the Last Dance, which was Dwayne Adler's first f***ing film, and that made so much money that it spawned everything else.
Yeah.
Born from a f***ing boom.
Okay,
box.
But then in Dwayne's defense, every single Step Up movie that we've reviewed with you guys now has made $100 million profit. $100 million profit. Every single one of them. So
true.
Dwayne is making mad money from these movies.
He's showing up to work, unlike the other Dwayne.
Unlike.
So, we just want to run through some rankings. I want to hear your opinion, but mainly Jody's opinion.
Oh, yeah.
This is the Step Up Trilogy rankings. Jody, in your opinion, what film has the worst
Part 3.
Acting? Part 3?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
Does everyone else agree? Yeah. Garbage. Best acting.
Part 1, Channing Tatum. Yeah.
It is Channing
Tatum. It
is part 1. Mm. But it's not Channing Tatum. It's actually an extra. And shout out to Adley for catching this one. It is it was one of the background actors who took his role very seriously.
Oh. What did that make the final cut?
They told him what's his character? He's like, you just the mean guy on school. He's like, okay, I've got it. And he just walked past the guy and smited him.
Authentic.
Yeah, so we do agree Step Up 1 has the best acting. Worst music.
I guess one in nine.
One has the worst music, which is ironic because it had Mario.
I know.
You should let me love you.
Beautiful.
Don't want to pay for it. Don't want to pay for it. Best music.
What you just played.
100%. 100%. Two has the best music. Although, three came close second. Because they even had... Florida was there. Florida, the guy. Is that how you say it? Flowrider.
Listen to them.
Oh, I thought it was... I thought it was like the state.
Yeah.
Well, three was a very close second with music. There was a lot of nostalgia
in
that one, right?
I hear you. I hear you.
Okay. Worst dancing.
Jesus. Okay. This
that was a quick one. Eh? That was a quick one.
On a balance now.
No, no, but you... Okay.
I'd say one.
Can I say this, though? Yeah. Before you answer, I want you to consider your head and your heart.
Yeah.
And give me... Your head and your heart answer.
One is the worst out of the three.
Wow. That was a tough nut for
you
to
swallow.
It was tough
because Channing and Jenna, it was magic.
Same name as your wife.
I know.
Which is an added layer of like love and shit.
Mm.
Like we get emotions, okay? You don't. Yeah. It's fine. I'm just kidding. you're going to pay for that later.
I know.
But yeah, I do agree with you. On a technical level, one has the worst dancing. But again... That wasn't the film that the others became.
It's kind of like the Purge movies, right? Mm. The first one, they had an idea. Second,
it's exactly like the Purge movies. Let him cook.
The other movies take that idea and just elevate the main aspect. In the Purge, it's killing everyone. But in here, it's dance. And the other movies make dance the main thing.
That's true. I got it. I'm with him. I'll f*** you up, eh? No, I'm joking.
Fuck all of you up, damn
it. I get you, bro. I'm here with you. Yeah. Best dancing.
Two. Still two for me.
This
still
is where we
two.
Disagree. Three still has two. The better still dancing, two. Guys.
Way better than three.
Thank you.
You are swayed by the lights. And it's the ADHD. It's the ADHD.
It's not even the
and
lights.
It's the bright
overall,
flashing lights.
Thank you. Thank you. Those irritating twins, they were very good.
Casual.
But they were f***ing
casual.
Like
who talks
robot,
to you?
Man. That guy.
Someone that motherfucker. Too. I'm sorry.
She's sorry, but not sorry.
I'm not sorry.
Weren't you our bleeper?
Yeah.
What happened to bleeping?
Okay, this is why we disagree. We disagree. You step up two, I'm step up three. Worst film. I think it's one.
What?
No, I'm joking. I'm joking.
Whoa. I will check.
Jesus, guy, you didn't fucking smack me. Okay, but a film overall, three is the worst.
Yeah.
Best film overall.
Two. Now, I would have said one initially, but the dancing in two has swayed me now.
As a film, as a emotion picture, story and acting, I say one is the best.
One still has the best.
One is the best.
But as the best step-up movie, I think two is the best step-up movie.
Overall?
Think, yeah. That well,
we
the
haven't
that
seen,
I've seen
All In.
We're not going to.
We
are not going to get
Revolution. You haven't
we are not
seen
going
it.
To.
You haven't seen it.
And we never will.
We might just.
No,
no but I agree. I agree. But overall, I had so much fun revisiting this.
Yeah.
Did you at least
I
enjoy
really
it?
Did. I legit had fun.
Right?
A lot more fun than I thought I would.
It's a vibe. And if you put on like loudspeakers while you watch it, it's just a shit movie that's louder, I think.
Yeah.
No, I'm joking. The music, the vibe, you should switch the lights on and off fast, like when you were lighting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Epilepsy.
But, nice, bro.
But we do have. We do also have the fact that audience scores versus critic scores, these movies are all. Generally, like A-minus ratings from audiences.
A-minus. No, but what is it average? It's like 6 or 5 or something.
Yeah, and critics, like, from 1 onwards, they generally give them bad reviews. But
yeah.
I think, and this is what you mentioned, it isn't like it needs to be a guilt trip. Like, you shouldn't feel bad for liking these movies. Because liking a movie is your thing. If you enjoy it, you like it. And these movies, for me, having revisited it now, I completely get what you were saying.
Like, these that's movies are fun in and of themselves, not just as a...
He got there in the end, guys.
Took a while.
It's the friends we made along the way.
The dance moves we learned.
It's the dance moves we learned. It's the hair we grew out.
Wow.
But overall, super class. Yeah, so this section, we're nearing the end. If you have any questions or points that you want to bring out that you saw about the film or anything you want to say to us that is not mean, no questions.
None.
That's cool.
Okay, there's suddenly two.
Okay, we have a comment and a question. I feel like, do you guys remember Ricky Lake?
Oh.
Gentlemen, where are you from? What's your background? No, I'm
short, yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
I have a question about the short interview.
Oh. Okay. Sure. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, like he doesn't dance, I think.
But you said anything was.
Yeah.
With the interview, I know you didn't have a lot of time. But what was one of the questions that you wanted to ask him, but when you got them, you were like, why didn't I think of this?
I don't think there was anything really, because we knew we had limited time going in, and we managed to make the conversation flow in such a way that we got the stuff we wanted to ask out of him, like the main things.
Yeah.
And we literally knew we only had 15 minutes going in, so...
We got 15 for him.
Yeah.
And 10,
but they cut us down to 10 without telling us.
Oh,
but
yeah.
We did manage to get everything in.
Well, I do have one regret, though. Is that I made a joke about Tanner Phoenix at the end, because he mentioned he wanted to come on the show. He mentioned it more than once. And then I was like,
working on that.
Who do we contact? Like, should I message Tanner? And that, I thought... was his wife or girlfriend, but apparently they had broken up.
Yeah. And Charlton's response to Ross was, please don't. which conveniently, the people who did the video and audio just didn't record that
part. Yeah, they didn't record that point. Look, in my defense, all my research was around his career and stuff. I didn't focus on his love life. I just knew... Janet Feeney. But anyway, yeah, that's neither. It went very well.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for the question.
You're in entertainment now. How can you not focus on his love life?
Is that your comment, or do you want to read it? Can you just... we're a movie podcast, yeah. So we focus on the movies.
Movie experts. Okay.
What's your comment, Marcia?
I was going to comment on the Step-Up movies that they're all cool to watch because you just get to watch so much talent. The dancing is just like pure talent. Sometimes the story is so bad, the storyline, but the talent is just so awesome.
No, 100%. I just wish that some of the talent was acting talent.
Yeah. In a movie, you'd hope that there would be like just some acting talent as well.
Just sprinkle it in a little.
But we hear you.
Oh.
Comment. Actually, more convincing of sorts. I'm going to do what I always try to do and try to convince you guys to watch a movie that you don't want to watch. You have to watch the other Step-Ups, though.
No.
There's one where it's like the cars and the suspension.
The cars? Are you talking about Transformers?
Like yeah.
like car movies. There's the one with the
cars. Oh, easy. We like certain.
The cars, and there's the one where they're dancing on the sit-on tables. You have to just for, you know, clarity and...
So, I will qualify my answer by saying that that's my sister. And the answer to that is no. We are not watching the other movies.
Could we get an edit where they like, cut out plot?
Yeah.
And then we just watch dancing for, like, 4 hours straight. Okay, you know what, Jamie? He's not willing. I'll give it a shot. So it's Revolution, Fever, Night.
All in.
Just two more. Step-Ups. I can do that. I went off. Yeah. Yeah, we can do it. I'll play on my phone while I'm watching it. Yeah. I don't need to pay attention to this story, right? Oh, yes.
Oh, what, like across all genres, what's your favorite dance movie? Like from the olden times, like new age.
I got. So have you heard of a man called Bob Fosse? Okay. Wait, how old are we talking about? Come on now. I have mine. Do you have yours?
Yeah, I guess.
It's another navel, no? Another navel in Ani. That Ani, you want to pour Ani in that navel. Mine.
Wow.
Mine is. I'll give you time to think.
Oh.
Mine is. Not. No. Not Stomp the Yard. The other one.
Oh, good. You got served. Yeah, that's my answer too. But I will give you olden times
that's
answer.
The
singing
one.
In the rain.
You got served.
Got da, really da, cool.
Da, 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 da.
Breathe in. Breathe in. Breathe in. Breathe in. What's Steve Harvey's
thief? Yeah, well, he was called like Mr. Big or something. It was terrible. Garbage. My favorite.
But cultural impact, You Got Served was insane. Like that transcended movies, dance, everything.
Wait, what was your favorite?
You Got Served.
As well?
Yeah. Yes. And Singing in the Rain. I said and the olden times because
yeah, you also say olden times. Like, how old do you think we are, man? Go ahead.
So talking about You Got Served, you know that the guy from Step Up 2, Chase, is in You Got Served as well.
Is it? Is he like an extra?
The bad crew.
Is that where he started in the streets?
He was part of the crew that tells them with a videotape.
Yeah.
Awesome. Wow. Full circle. Thanks for that.
Yeah. Also, I mean, guys, this is Suleiman from the Casual Talk podcast, one of our day ones. Go and subscribe. Go and follow him on Instagram and then go and subscribe and get his newsletter and then put pressure on him to get episodes out. Because his content is dope. It's all tech related. And we love having him on just for his movie knowledge as well.
Mm. What? Yeah.
Hey, shout out to my friend for inviting me to this. Just watching all this stuff like takes me back to ETV days. It still goes on. And
ETV still exists, eh?
That's not a thing.
I was like, take me back to like government, pop TV. So no, but you've obviously you DSTV now, premium. Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Cock's too expensive.
Show Max.
What? Is that a bleep?
No.
Okay. No, but I want to ask, like, okay, everybody had a bra, like, they had DVDs or CDs. That's how I watch Step Up, illegal stuff. Oh, people are gonna see this.
No, we'll cut this out.
No one seen. The Marion and his bra and You Got Served versus Step Up 2. Which one do you think is better?
Sure.
Yo, I think for me emotionally is You Got Served as an emotional man.
I think as with for the dancing, I would say Step Up 2's rain dancing.
Yeah,
step,
but I
like
mean
technical dancing.
They
side.
Were brothers, man.
Like,
when you fill it in, you're funny. No, it wasn't that song.
Even
but I think like that can it's like watching movies like if you think like Vatos Locos, what was that stuff?
Blood in, Blood Out,
right? Mm. That's like it was a gangster Vato movie, which is horrible. But I love it because of that period in my life, yeah. But anyway, thank you. I hope we answered and I hope you sleep well. We want to go over to thank yous and thank people who made this possible. It's the only one where I was smiling.
It's sincere.
But it's also, like it's a choir and I. Yeah, thank you. It's conceptual. Thank you.
Okay, so first off, shout out and thank you to Kaya Cafe for making this happen. Brad, Gina, and the team. Yeah, they've been amazing. Everything that we needed, they just made this happen and was incredible. Empire Entertainment, who helps us with our screenings, helps us get access to people, like movie stars, movies, all of those types of things. If any of you have been to a free movie with us, it's because of Empire, so shout out to them. Shout out to our podcast network, All Ears FM.
.fm. That's important.
AllEars.fm. And Sami Arif in his absence. We've been with Sami since POC podcast days. He's a producer for the show. He's a friend. He's been with us on this journey. He's got us access to amazing things. And yeah, he's not here right now, but huge, huge shout out and thank you to Sami. From me, thank you to Jen for
letting me do this. It's insane. We've got two kids, so the fact that I can do podcasting and anything like that is just incredible. And then, Ross, I'll let you thank our producer.
Yeah, for me, thank you to Jen. Nah, it's producer Abby, man. My bleep, my swear word, my ride or die. You know, my Beyonce to my Jay-Z. Wow, I just realized I refer to myself as Jay-Z.
I wouldn't have gone there.
You my Rihanna to my ASAP Rocky, bitch. Yeah. Gang, gang. Oh, yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you to all of you for actually taking time to do this shit. Why do you have that look on your face? Like I pissed in your cereal. But thank you for coming. Thank you for hanging out. This is going to be fun to listen back to and edit, which I think we'll have to do.
Yeah, I should hope so. We'll cut it down to a tight 1 hour.
But we're going to be signing off now. And from Jody and myself, sorry, you're Jody, I'm Ross. We want to say be good for Knox. And Charlie.
And Charlie.
Thank you. Done. Okay. Now I can drink.
Let's get drunk.